If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
Hey, everyone. I just wanted to point out that this episode that you're listening to right now is actually from our spinoff podcast, The Lead Starting Five. That is our daily 10-minute sports news show. That show has its own feed with new episodes publishing there every Monday through Friday. And we'll keep airing episodes here on The Lead's feed on Mondays just to introduce more people to that show. So go check it out and subscribe if you like it. All right. Here's today's episode.
And in an extraordinary PGA Tour season, it is Rory McIlroy with his extraordinary talents that wins a third FedEx Cup title.
Rory McIlroy pulls off a staggering comeback at the Tour Championship in Atlanta.
The WNBA semifinals tip off with a thriller between two title contenders.
And the Mariners continue to chase a wild card spot with a huge piece of their future now in place. From Wondery, I'm Matt Straub.
And I'm Tiffany Oshinsky. It's Monday, August 29th, and this is Starting Five. Five sports headlines in 10 minutes.
All right, let's begin in golf, where the end of the PGA season saw a record-setting win for Rory McIlroy at the Tour Championship on Sunday. He walked away with his third FedEx Cup and $18 million after a rather wild comeback, Tiff. So for anyone who missed it, tell us how the whole thing went down on Sunday.
So, Matt, the number one seed, Scottie Scheffler, was up six strokes on McIlroy heading into the final round. So here's how it went down. Due to inclement weather on Saturday, Scheffler finished up the third round Sunday morning, making four birdies in his final six holes. Basically, he was feeling it. So when Rory and him got paired for the final round, it was clear McIlroy needed Scheffler to cool down a bit if there was any chance at him trying to win this. After both golfers bogeyed their first hole, Scheffler started to lose his steam, while McIlroy rose steadily, making four birdies to end the front nine and to go 3 under 32 at the turn. Then, at the 15th hole, everything started to come up McIlroy. That's when the world's number four golfer hit an amazing putt to go 21 under and pull even with Scheffler.
Big breaker to the left, 31 feet away.
Right in the heart of the cup. Coming off his bogey at 14, McIlroy answers the call and lights up the crowd at 15.
Just listen to that crowd.
Man.
McIlroy pulled ahead on 16, both parred 17, and then at 18, Scheffler had an attempt to chip in for birdie, which he missed, allowing Rory to two-putt his way to par. To victory, to the largest final round comeback in Tour Championship history, and as you said earlier, Matt, to his third FedEx Cup title, which is also a record. Here's what McIlroy had to say about this historic moment.
It means an awful lot. I believe in the game of golf. I believe in this tour in particular. I believe in the players on this tour. It's the greatest place in the world to play golf, bar none. And I've played all over the world.
As you could probably infer, McIlroy was giving extra love to the PGA and its players, especially after a contentious year with its new rival league, the LIV Golf Tour. But this win also does mean a lot to him, especially after tough losses at both the Open and the Masters.
Yeah, and just a big Sunday for the tour in general with McIlroy in the spotlight. Obviously, a guy who's been very outspoken against the LIV Tour. Not to mention Sunday's news that Cameron Young, the potential PGA Tour Rookie of the Year, intends to stay on the tour rather than join LIV Golf.
Next, we'll head to the WNBA, where the semifinals began on Sunday. And the first of two games was a matchup of the number one seed, the Las Vegas Aces, and the number four seed, the four-time champion Seattle Storm. And it went down to the wire, Matt.
It sure did. And the story of this game, big picture for much of the day, was the Storm just continually having an answer every time the Aces tried to make a run. Las Vegas trailed by as many as 12 in the first half, but they finally broke through and took their first lead in the fourth quarter. However, it was Jewel Lloyd who had the answer down the stretch for Seattle. She made some huge buckets in the closing minutes, including this long jumper in the final minute with Seattle up by one.
Lloyd looking for the screen from Stewart. Gets the switch on Wilson. Five to shoot. Lloyd a three. You bet! They'll say it's a two, and the lead is three for Seattle.
So, thought it was a three. It was a two. But, I mean, overall, how big was Lloyd down the stretch after Las Vegas took the lead with 6 minutes and change remaining? She scored 10 of Seattle's final 12 points as the Storm held on to win 76-73. And after the win, Lloyd spoke about that big jumper that she buried late.
No, just get to my spots. That was my thought process. That's what I kind of did. You know, I can live with that result. I've taken that shot millions of times. Asia's a very hard person to go at. She's very long, so as long as I held my follow through, I thought it was a good shot.
Words to live by. Hold that follow through, Tiff. Gotta hold that follow through.
Of course.
Finished with 26 points. Sue Bird orchestrated things just brilliantly. 12 assists, no turnovers for her, while Brianna Stewart added 24 for Seattle, and Stewart's fellow MVP frontrunner, Aja Wilson, had just 8 points on 3 of 10 shooting in the loss.
And in the other semifinal matchup, the Sun knocked off the defending champion Sky in Chicago 68-63 to take a 1-0 lead in that series. Game two of both series will be on Wednesday night. Now to the NFL and some scary news from Sunday as Washington Commanders running back Brian Robinson Jr. was reportedly shot multiple times in what is being called an attempted robbery. According to J.P. Finlay of NBC Sports Washington, Robinson's injuries are not life-threatening.
Yeah, Tiff, as you said, a really scary situation here. As of this taping on Sunday night, there were not a lot of details available, but according to NBC4 in Washington, the suspects were attempting to take Robinson's car and shots were fired in the quote-unquote scuffle that followed. According to the Washington Post, Robinson was shot twice and was subsequently taken to the hospital. Now, for those who don't know, the 23-year-old was drafted by the Commanders in the third round this year out of Alabama, and there were some indications that he could take over as the top option in the team's backfield. Of course, all of that now truly becomes secondary to Brian Robinson Jr.'s health and well-being.
Yeah, absolutely. And Commanders head coach Ron Rivera tweeted this on Sunday night, quote, "I just got done visiting with Brian. He is in good spirits and wanted me to thank everyone for their kind words, prayers, and support. He wants his teammates to know he appreciates them all for reaching out, and he loves them all and will be back soon doing what he does best."
Also in the NFL on Sunday, the Buffalo Bills brought in 4 punters to work out, and that is because the team released rookie punter Matt Araiza on Saturday after a civil suit was filed against him Thursday. The suit, as we covered in our Friday episode, accused the former San Diego State punter of raping a 17-year-old while he was still in college. Bills head coach Sean McDermott and GM Brandon Bean spoke to the media after Araiza's release, so what details emerged from that press conference in terms of their decision to release Araiza, Tiff?
Yeah, Matt. So a big question that Bean and McDermott had to answer to reporters is what they knew about the alleged incident and when they knew it. So during the press conference, Bean said that the team did not know about the allegations when they drafted Araiza, and they first found out in late July. So according to that timetable, they were aware of the allegations last Monday when they cut their starting punter, Matt Hawk, and named Araiza the starter. 3 days later, Thursday, the civil suit was filed and the Bills essentially stood pat with Araiza. Then we get to Saturday, where the team did an about-face and cut the 22-year-old. So during the press conference, Bean was asked what changed to make the team cut Araiza now versus back in July. Here's part of his response to that question.
When you hear him, you're just trying to not rush to judgment, okay? You're trying to use as much time as you can to find out what you can find out. And that's the best I can tell you, is that we're not perfect, okay?
That's just a small portion of the press conference where Bean and McDermott faced a lot of questions about the way they handled this situation. But at this point, as we mentioned, Araiza is no longer part of the Bills organization.
Yeah, and as for the decision the team made this weekend, Bean said among his many remarks on Saturday, quote, "This is bigger than football, and our culture here is more important to us than winning football games."
finally, we are going to shift gears and turn our attention to Major League Baseball. On Sunday, the Mariners shut out the Guardians 4-0, picking up a big win in their pursuit of a wild card spot in the American League as they try to end a playoff drought that's now 2 decades long. But there was an even bigger piece of news for Seattle fans on Friday, Matt.
That is correct, Tiff. On Friday night, the Mariners announced that their star rookie outfielder, Julio Rodriguez, agreed to a deal that will keep him in Seattle for an extremely long time, specifically 12 guaranteed years through 2034. And there are options in this contract that could take it all the way to a year I can barely even fathom, Tiff, 2039.
Wow.
And by the way, if you're into contracts that have a very wide range of financial compensation, this one is for you. It's guaranteed to be at least worth $210 million. It could be worth as much as $470
million.
Pretty big swing there. We could spend most of this episode talking about the permutations of this deal, but instead let us hear what Rodriguez had to say at a press conference on Saturday.
I'm just happy to be a Mariner. I'm just happy to be a Mariner for as long as I can. I genuinely mean that. I love being here, and I love to keep representing this city and bring a championship because that's all we want here, and I know that's what we're driving for. Win for the city, win for these fans.
Now, the 21-year-old has had a really exciting start to his career, 21 homers and 23 stolen bases so far. Now, he and the Mariners can work to end a playoff drought that is almost as old as he is. Julio Rodriguez was born in 2000. The Mariners last made the playoffs in 2001. So now, barring a trade, he is going to be the face of this team for a very long time.
Yeah, and one more note on Rodriguez's deal. It's the most guaranteed money to a player who has less than 1 year of major league service. Man. His play is going to be a key factor for Seattle down the stretch as they fight for a wild card spot. From Wondery, I'm Tiffany Oshinsky.
And I am Matt Straub. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Lead ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. And before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.